The Cold War pitted the U.S. and its allies against the Soviet Union and its allies for most of the second half of the 20th century. Now, the 21st century finds the U.S. in an economic Cold War, not with Russia, but with China. And one battleground in that Cold War is the Southeast Asian country of Indonesia. We go to reporter Chad Bouchard in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta.
On a weekday morning in Jakarta's bustling Chinatown, vendors at stalls along the street sell cheap imported products from China. Plastic toys, brooms, pots and pans, knockoff designer handbags, and clothes. A regional pact with China lowered trade barriers this year, so markets like this will probably see even more imports from the Asian giant. Indonesia's 230 million consumers represent the latest front in the economic Cold War between China and the United States.
We are open for business, and if you don't come now, I think you're going to miss the boat.
That's Indonesian Trade Minister Mari Pangestu. She recently announced that Indonesia's economy would grow by up to 6% this year, and that gives the country a stronger bargaining position than ever before.
The answer is not to stop globalization and wait until you're ready, because other countries are not stopping. And if you stop and other countries are progressing, and then when you decide to open up 10 years from now, you will be that much further behind.
Besides economic impacts, Indonesians are taking a careful look at the cultural implications of increased ties with China versus the U.S. And in some cases, they're coming to surprising conclusions. Hardline Islamists have long taken a dim view of communist China and its anti-religious stance. But Ismail Yasanto of the radical group Hizbut Tahrir Indonesia says Indonesia should now woo China to offset influence from the U.S. and its operations in Iraq and Afghanistan.
In several cases, China has been independent and has chosen not to follow the U.S. China has grown to a superpower economically. We must reject imperialist countries' presence in our country because such nations try hard to prolong their hegemony. This is the reason we look to China as a potential economic partner for Indonesia.
Political analyst Wimar Witolar says each country has a role to play in Indonesia's economic portfolio, with cheap goods coming from China and technology from the U.S. But in terms of its larger philosophy, he says, Indonesia should cast its lot with the more democratic of the two countries.
China is the girl we hang out with. America is the woman we hope someday to marry. that's a very poor metaphor. But China is for pragmatic purposes, and America is for more idealistic purposes, because the nation, at least the parts of the nation who are not ignorant, would like to align itself with a strong democratic power.
Ironically, some of the Indonesians most cautious about ties with China are the ethnic Chinese living here. Tae Kyon Wei is a senior economist at the Indonesian Institute of Sciences in Jakarta and is one of the country's 7.7 million descendants of Chinese immigrants.
Right now, there's a kind of euphoria about China. But I am, as a Chinese Indonesian, I'm a little bit worried about too much investment, because once they come in here on a large scale, the latent anti-Chinese feeling will come up again.
For decades, the dictator Suharto banned Chinese languages and culture in Indonesia. Many Indonesians still view the Chinese immigrants as economic interlopers, getting rich while other Indonesians remain poor. The long simmering resentments boiled over in 1998 when a popular uprising against Suharto was accompanied by ethnic violence. Gangs of Indonesians sacked Jakarta's Chinatown, burning houses, looting shops, and beating anyone who looked Chinese. Back at the market, the neighborhood seems to have moved on from that violent chapter. A vendor, Uden Samsudin, says he has been selling glassware for 2 years and recently began offering products from China. He says it doesn't matter to him where the products come from as long as the price is right. If the price is too high, he says, no one will buy them. For The World, I'm Chad Bouchard in Jakarta.